The Soweto Gospel Choir will take to the stage of the Walton Arts Center this evening as part of their 10x10 art series. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellum spoke with one of the founding members of the group.
I have to cry.
Jimmy Gioni is an original member of the Soweto Gospel Choir, joining the ensemble for their first performance in 2002. He's toured all over the world with the choir since. Yesterday, briefly in between stops on the latest North American tour for the Soweto Gospel Choir, Jimmy talked about the approach the choir takes to deciding which songs to perform and record, from gospel songs members have heard growing up in South Africa to covers of Western pop songs like Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. Jimmy Gioni says the choir decides as a unit what songs to record and what songs to perform live.
Yeah, we work with the team that we sit down and we discuss the album. We discuss the album, we sit down, there are songs that we want to put there, and we also come up with a theme, we discuss that. Yeah, so yeah. The teamwork, it's not only one person doing that.
Many of the songs that are on CDs, including the latest Divine Decade, might be unfamiliar to American audiences, but some are not. There's Many Rivers to Cross, the Jimmy Cliff song,
yes.
And in the past you've taken songs by such American artists as Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, and we're still doing that song on the show even now. Preach Over Troubled Water. So yeah. We as a choir, like we like to explore things when musically, because we would take something from nothing and do something out of that, and like we would take a song, like last time before we came on tour, we did a song with James Brown, you know that I feel good. You see that song?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we like exploring. We like experimenting things and see. Because music is all about, you know, experimenting and getting new ideas and all that. So, yeah.
I know that a performance by the choir is one for the ears, but it's also for the eyes. There's drumming, there's dancing, there's choreography. This is a high-energy show.
It is a very high-energy show, yes, definitely. Actually, you said it right. It's a very high-energy show because you got to listen, you got to look, and you got to look carefully. You got to stand up and dance. You got to be part of the choir.
Choir's resume is daunting. They've performed with Peter Gabriel at the Academy Awards. They've collaborated with Bono. They backed up Celine Dion during a tour in Africa. They have delivered command performances for national leaders. They toured Germany as the opening act for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But Jimmy says there are still a couple of goals left for the choir. They want to record a song with Aretha Franklin, and they want to perform two songs for somebody else.
One day, when God says yes, just go and perform for the President Obama. Just two songs.
Ah.
Just two songs for him. he would stand there as a choir, and it would just hit it.
Well, I think this is going to be your first time in Fayetteville, Arkansas, correct?
Yes.
Well, we're looking forward to the performance. Anything else we should know before you hit the stage tomorrow night?
You know what? Tomorrow night, as I'm saying, it's going to be fireworks.
The Soweto Gospel Choir performs tonight at Walton Arts Center as part of the venue's 10 by 10 series. Most tickets are $10. You can learn more at waltonartcenter.org. And you can learn more about the choir, their music, and their charitable foundations at their website, SowetoGospelChoir.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.